Genesis 11, verse 5. Genesis 11, versículo 5. We're going to stand in reverence to the word of God one more time. And the word of God says, "But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building." But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building. Let us pray, everybody. Dear God, I just give you thanks once again for just allowing us to be, Lord, in your house, those that are here, and also just allowing for those that are connected with us to be connected this morning. Just thank you so much that we have the freedom, that we have the freedom to be able to open up your word and be able to preach from it, to be able to worship your name, Lord. Thank you for those freedoms. Thank you once again, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. I've titled this message this morning, "Independence is Dependence on God." He titulado este mensaje de esta mañana, "La independencia es dependencia en Dios." And yesterday, we celebrated our Independence Day here in the United States. Ayer celebramos el Día de la Independencia aquí en este país. It is the day that America became free. Fue el Día de la Libertad de este país. So it's a day that we celebrate. Es un día que celebramos. We take out our grills. How many grilled yesterday or the day before? We took out our grills, right? And we barbecued. Ahí sacamos los grilles, asamos carne. For me, it was Friday. Para mí era el viernes. I grilled on Friday afternoon. And I grilled a couple of hamburgers. I grilled a couple of hot dogs. And I'm not the best grill guy. I'll tell you that right now. I burnt the hot dogs a little bit, but they were still good. Yo no soy el mejor de asador de carne ni nada de eso. Pero creo que me salió más o menos. Los hot dogs los quemé un poco, pero me salieron bien. And I like my hot, I don't know about you, but I like my hot dogs with sauerkraut, ketchup, and hot mustard. How many people like sauerkraut in their hot dogs? Sauerkraut? No? You're a sauerkraut? No? Really? Wow. Yeah. See, I'm from New York, so I like the sour, the hot mustard, like Coney Island hot dog, you know? It's like, man. So that's how I had my hot dog on Friday, with sauerkraut, with hot mustard and ketchup. Yeah. I'm getting hungry now. And then you have the fireworks. Entonces tenemos también los fuegos artificiales. And, normally we go to the beach, and man, they put up a tremendous show. How many have been to those? To those tremendous shows at the beach? It's awesome to see that display. Y en años anteriores hemos ido a la playa y hemos visto cómo hacen los fuegos artificiales. Algo tremendo, increíble, y me encanta. Of course, this year we weren't able to do that. Claro que este año no pudimos hacerlo esto, but you know something? Still, like in where I lived, and man, they were just the fire. It was just like at the beach. I'll tell you that right now. Y ayer en mi vecindad era como si estuviera en la playa con todos los fuegos artificiales. So really cool, really nice, muy bonito todo. Because as a country, we know how to celebrate. Porque nosotros sí sabemos celebrar como país libre en nuestro día de independencia. It is an independence founded in the word of God. Fue una independencia fundada en la palabra de Dios. It is an independence fought by men and women that feared God. Fue una independencia ganada por hombres y mujeres que tenían temor de Dios. And we became a free country. Llegamos a ser un país libre. And our freedom was dependent on God. Y nuestra libertad dependió de Dios. That is how this country started. Así comenzó este país. And all is well when our dependence is on God. Y todo va bien cuando nuestra dependencia está en el Señor. Because it is when we drift away from God that the problems begin. Y es cuando nos alejamos de Dios que comienzan los problemas. It is when we drift from God that the confusion starts. Y es cuando nos alejamos de Dios es cuando comienza la confusión. Now I can tell you from personal experience. Les puedo decir por experiencia propia that every time that I seeked God, I had this peace in my heart. Y cada vez que yo buscaba de Dios, siempre tenía esa paz en mi corazón. And even when things went wrong in my life, I knew in my heart that everything was going to be okay because God was with me. God was by my side. Y cuando las cosas me iban mal, yo aún así sabía que todo estaba bien porque Dios estaba de mi lado. So the best moments in my life was when I depended most on God. Los mejores momentos de mi vida han sido cuando yo he dependido más de Dios. But I go back in my life. I go back in my life. In the moments when I was not that dependent on God. Y recuerdo los momentos cuando mi vida yo no era tan dependiente de Dios. When I did things without consulting God, cuando hacía cosas y no consultaba con Dios. And from the outside, it seemed like everything was okay. You look at me and like, man, man, success, everything, man, that guy had it going on, man. Y por afuerita, todo chévere, todo bien. Mira, Manuel, él logró el éxito. Nah, not really. It seemed like everything was okay, but everything was not okay. Parecían las cosas bien, pero no estaban bien. I felt the difference in my family life. Sentía la diferencia en mi vida familiar cuando no dependía del Señor. I felt the difference at work when I was not dependent on God. Sentí la diferencia en mi trabajo cuando yo no dependía del Señor. I even felt the difference in church. Y aún así en la iglesia sentía esa diferencia. Something was not right. Algo no estaba bien. And again, I look back in my life and I remember. Y recuerdo, y regreso en mi vida y recuerdo. And I was more arrogant in things. Y era más arrogante en ciertas cosas. And I felt that I was independent. Y me sentí independiente. Again, they were the worst moments of my life. Eran los momentos peores de mi vida. We need to depend on God always. Tenemos que depender de Dios siempre. Amen. How many can say amen? If you're watching us, give us an amen and give us, you know, the muscle and all that kind of thing. Okay, thank you. Today I want to go back in history. When humanity wanted to be independent from God. Hoy quiero llevarles de vuelta en la historia cuando la humanidad quería su independencia de Dios. It was almost in the beginning of time, casi el comienzo del tiempo. I want to take you today to the Tower of Babel. Hoy día los quiero llevar a la Torre de Babel. Everybody want to go there? Anybody want to go there for a moment? Do we go? Okay. Go back to Genesis 11, verse 1. Genesis 11, versículo 1. Vamos a leer en inglés, pero hermanos, ustedes me siguen en español, okay? So here goes. And the word of God says, now the whole world had one language and a common speech. And as people moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar, and they settled there. I'm going to stop right there. Voy a parar ahí un momentito. Because I want to tell you something that is very important in this whole story. Le quiero decir algo que es muy importante en toda la historia. A little bit before the Tower of Babel, with Adam, God had given him a command. Antes de la Torre de Babel, Dios le había dado una orden a Adán. The command was to be fruitful and multiply. To be fruitful and multiply. Él le dice, el Señor le dice a Adán, fructificad y multiplicaos. So the command was to fill the land. La orden fue de llenar la tierra. The command was not to concentrate in one area. La orden no era de concentrarse en una área. That was way back with Adam. Now if you go a little forward with Noah, Genesis 9, God tells Noah exactly the same thing. Si usted se va un poquito más adelante, con Génesis 9, Dios le dice exactamente lo mismo a Noé. Very interesting. So as you read chapters 10 and as you read chapters 11, everything was going well. Si usted lee el capítulo 10 de Génesis, usted lee el capítulo 11, las cosas iban caminando, las cosas iban bien. But something happened in Genesis 11, pero algo pasa en Génesis 11. Apparently, someone did not want to follow God's plan. Aparentemente, alguien no quiso seguir el plan de Dios. Someone decided that they wanted to be independent from God. Alguien decidió que quería ser independiente de Dios. Let me explain what that really means. Quiero explicarles lo que quiere realmente decir eso. Wanting to be independent from God means wanting to be out of God's control. Queriendo ser independientemente de Dios quiere decir estar fuera del control de Dios. It means moving away from God's blessing. Quiere decir alejarse de la bendición de Dios. It means rebelling against God. Quiere decir estar en rebelión con Dios. The command was clear. The command was to multiply and scatter. But in chapter 11, they wanted to centralize. La orden fue de multiplicar, de que se multiplicaran y que se regaran. Pero en el capítulo 11 vemos claramente que ellos querían centralizarse. So they find this place. It's called Shinar. Encuentran este lugar que se llama Shinar. Shinar is in Babylon, which is where Iraq is today. Shinar está en Babilonia, que hoy en día es Irak. So we see pretty much humanity going to this place. Y vemos que la humanidad se va a este lugar to centralize, para centralizarse. They go east to Babylon. Ellos se van al este, a Babilonia. Now let me tell you something else about Babylon. Les quiero decir algo más de Babilonia. Every time the Bible mentions Babylon, it's bad news. Cada vez que la Biblia menciona lo que es Babilonia, tiene que ver con malas noticias. Because wherever you see Babylon in the Bible, you will see people in rebellion against God. Y cada vez que usted ve Babilonia en la Biblia, siempre se refiere a la gente en rebelión en contra de Dios. So therefore, Shinar in Babylon was a place of rebellion against God. O sea que Shinar en Babilonia era un lugar de rebelión en contra de Dios. So in this case, God wanted something, but these people, they wanted something else. O sea que vemos aquí claramente que Dios quería algo específico, da una orden, pero vemos que este grupo de gente quería algo diferente. Who do you think wins at the end, by the way? ¿Quién usted cree que gana al final? God. Because God always wins. Dios siempre gana al final. Hermanos, amigos que nos escuchan. But this is going to get very interesting. Esto se va a poner muy interesante. So this rebellion, okay, as we read here in the Bible, Genesis 11, this rebellion, this group of people, this part of humanity, they start to organize. Y esta rebelión, este grupo de gente, estos rebeldes, comienzan a organizarse. Again, I want you to go back to Genesis 11. Don't fall away. Follow me here. Tiene que seguirme. Go to verse 3. We're going to continue. Verse 3. In Genesis 11, capítulo 11, versículo 3. Vamos a leer. And the word of God says, they said to each other, okay, here they're organizing, right? They said to each other, come, let's make bricks and break them thoroughly. So they used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city. We're going to talk about that. With a tower that reaches the heavens. In essence, what they're saying, a tower that reaches even to God. So that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth. Again, you can see the rebellion here. God wanted them to multiply, be fruitful, to scatter. They wanted to centralize. El Señor le dice que se multipliquen, que se rieguen por todo el mundo. Pero aquí vemos la rebeldía. Vemos claramente que ellos no quieren eso. So they come up with this plan. Ellos se inventan este plan. They wanted their independence from God. Ellos querían su independencia de Dios. They were in rebellion. Estaban en rebeldía. Today, we live in times of rebellion. Hoy en día vivimos tiempos de rebeldía. Now I want to talk to the young people for a moment. Quiero hablarles a los jóvenes por un momento. Especially the young people in the Church of Jesus Christ. Especialmente a los jóvenes de la Iglesia del Señor. And I want to specifically talk to the millennials. Y específicamente les quiero hablar a los jóvenes de ¿cómo se le dice en español? Los de milenio. I want to tell you that I hear you loud and clear. Les quiero decir que los escucho muy bien. I want to tell you that I understand your cause. Les quiero decir que les entiendo su causa claramente. For the most part, it's a noble cause, and I myself am part of that cause. I am. Por la mayor parte es una causa noble. Y yo también comparto con esa causa. But I want you to listen to me for a minute, young people, millennials. Young people, quiero que me escuchen bien los jóvenes. Be careful with who you align yourself with. Be careful not to align yourself with organizations and people that want nothing to do with God. Tengan cuidado, jóvenes, de no aliarse con organizaciones y personas que no quieren saber nada de Dios. Please listen to me on this. Por favor, les pido que me escuchen. Be careful that you do not align yourself with organizations and people that want nothing to do with God.
Tengan cuidado de no aliarse con organizaciones y personas que no quieren saber nada de Dios.
Be careful with the choices that you make.
Tengan cuidado con las decisiones que ustedes hagan.
Make sure that you are always in the will of God.
Asegúrense que estén bajo la voluntad de Dios siempre.
Amen. Now for the older people like me, actually not that old, but sometimes I feel old.
Y para los ya viejitos como yo,
I also want to talk to you for a quick minute. También les quiero hablar por un minutito. I want to make sure that you do not make any man a god.
Les quiero pedir que no endiosen a ningún hombre.
Because the only God that we have is the God that is in heaven. Amen?
El único Dios que nosotros tenemos es el Dios que está en los cielos.
Our allegiance is to Christ and to Christ alone. This world is going in a different direction. It's not in the direction of the gospel, I'll tell you right now.
Este mundo se está yendo a una dirección y no es la dirección del evangelio.
And we as older people, as older saints in the church, we should know that already.
Y como hermanos en Cristo, ancianos de la iglesia, ya nosotros debemos saber eso.
But let's continue. Continuemos. So Genesis 11 is a new generation.
Génesis 11 era una nueva generación.
So let me tell you what this new generation wanted to do. Déjeme decirle lo que esta nueva generación quería hacer. They wanted to build a new capital city in this place called Shinar.
Ellos querían construir un nuevo Capitolio en este lugar llamado Shinar.
Shinar was supposed to be the capital city of this world.
Shinar estaba supuesto ser el nuevo Capitolio del mundo.
And this tower that they started to build was going to be the headquarters of this new world order. This new government.
Esta torre se iba a convertir en la central de un nuevo gobierno.
This tower was going to represent this new world order.
Esta torre iba a representar un nuevo orden mundial.
So instead of God governing them, they were going to govern themselves.
Y en vez de que Dios les gobierne, ellos mismos iban a gobernar.
So the city, this is the plan, the city was going to be the center of the world.
Y el plan era este, que esta ciudad iba a ser el centro del mundo entero.
And like many plans, man, it sounded really good, man.
Y como muchos planes que se hacen, sonaba tremendo ese plan.
Just like the plans, just like what I hear today.
Así como escucho hoy en día.
I mean, it sounds good. But there's an ulterior motive. There's an agenda behind it.
El plan suena bien, pero había una agenda detrás de todo eso.
So there was a problem. Había un problema. And the problem was this. Very simple. They were leaving God out of their plans.
Y el problema es simple. Ellos
Estaban dejando a Dios fuera de sus planes.
Some do the same thing today. Algunos hacen exactamente lo mismo hoy.
And what they want to do is they want to run their own lives. Ellos quieren correr sus propias vidas. They want to run by their own rules. Ellos quieren correr sus vidas con sus propias reglas.
So what they've done is this. They have built a tower in their hearts and they have left God out.
Ellos han construido una torre en su corazón y han dejado a Dios fuera.
Their plans are definitely not God's plans.
Y los planes que ellos tienen a veces, o que tenemos nosotros, no son los planes de Dios.
So they started to build this big tower. Estaban ya comenzando a construir esta gran torre.
They started to organize. Comenzaron a organizarse.
So what they do is, they're, you know, the new generations, they're very good at this. They start building networks.
Y lo que comenzaron a hacer esta nueva generación, que ellos comenzaron a construir redes.
Networks of communication, estas redes de comunicación.
Very good, right?
Muy bien, excelente.
They had the best communication.
Tenían la mejor comunicación.
They had the best internet speeds.
Ellas tenían el internet más rápido.
It's not like the, you know how the dial-up,
no, none of that.
They had quick.
So they started with this building project.
Y comenzaron con este proyecto de construcción.
This tower must have been similar to the pyramids in Egypt, except that it probably had stairs, just to give you an idea of what this tower looked like.
Es posible que esta torre se parecía a las pirámides de Egipto, excepto que probablemente tenía escalones.
Because that was their other objective. They wanted to make this tower as tall as possible.
Y ese era el otro objetivo de ellos, que ellos querían que esta torre llegase hasta lo más alto.
Because they wanted to reach the heavens.
Ellos querían que se llegase a los cielos.
They wanted to get to the level of God.
Ellos querían llegar al nivel de Dios.
They felt that they had no need for God.
Ellos sintieron que ellos no tenían la necesidad de Dios.
And I want to tell you that right now, that is such a dangerous place to be.
Y es un lugar muy peligroso de estar, thinking that you do not need God in your life.
Cuando usted piensa que usted no necesita a Dios en su vida, es un lugar peligroso de estar.
So God, who's an all-knowing God, he's omniscient, he's omnipresent, he's all-powerful.
God sees that they wanted to leave him out.
So something happens in verse 5.
And the people on earth, they had no idea what was about to happen.
Algo sucede en el versículo 5 y esta gente no sabía qué es lo que iba a suceder próximo.
Verse 5, follow me here. This is good. This is going to get good, guys.
And then verse 5 says this, but the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building.
Aquí en español está diciendo que el Señor bajó, nuestro Dios bajó para ver qué es lo que estaban, el proyecto.
Do you know what God really saw?
God saw that the intention was to leave him out.
Dios vio que la intención de ellos era de dejarlo afuera a Dios.
Because they wanted to be independent of God.
Ellos querían ser independientes de Dios.
Now, I cannot emphasize enough how it hurts God when you leave him out of your life. I wanna let that digest for a second. I cannot emphasize enough how much it hurts God when you want to leave him out of your life.
No puedo enfatizar lo suficiente, mis queridos hermanos, amigos que me escuchan. Cuando nosotros dejamos a Dios fuera, el dolor que siente Dios.
So that is why in verse 7, we see a direct intervention from God.
Es por eso que en el verso 7 vemos una intervención directa de Dios.
Because there comes a time in the rebellion that God intervenes.
Porque llega un momento, un tiempo en la rebelión donde Dios interviene.
Always. Always.
Verse 7, follow me. And he said, come, let us go. There he's talking about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Okay?
The Trinity, when it says let us, he's talking about the Trinity God. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so that they will not understand each other. Now that to me is very interesting, church. Let me read that again. Come, let us go down and, key word there, let us go down and, what does it say there? Confuse their language so that they will not understand each other. So God was going to, what? Confuse.
O sea, dice ahí claramente en el verso que Dios iba a confundir. O sea, que eso iba a venir de Dios. O sea, que Dios iba a provocar una confusión.
Pastor, you're telling me that God will also do that?
You mean that God is going to create confusion? ¿Quieres decir, pastor, que Dios va a crear una confusión?
That's what it says right there.
Eso es lo que dice acá.
And it is very clear that God confused their languages.
Vemos claramente que Dios confundió las lenguas.
Let me make it clear again. It was God that created that confusion.
Quiero ser muy claro con esto. Fue Dios quien provocó esa confusión.
And as a result of that confusion, it halted all operations. It halted production. It came to a screeching halt.
Y lo que vemos acá, que esa confusión paró la producción. Todo se vino a parar.
There was total confusion in that moment. Había confusión total.
So when the guy said, hey man, can you go get me those bricks? All of a sudden, the guy said, pero ¿qué estás hablando tú? Y no te entiendo. Y entonces ese se le va al compañero, ves que está loco, está hablando otra cosa. ¿Cómo tal? Le voy ofreciéndome, sí. Y el tercero está hablando otra cosa también. The third guy is speaking something else.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? Total confusion.
Confusión total.
Now, how does that apply to us? ¿Cómo que eso aplica a nosotros?
And it's this. We cannot be surprised when that confusion comes into our life. We cannot be surprised. In other words, do not be surprised that the confusion that you have in your life right now is because of the rebellion that you have against God.
O sea, que no se sorprenda que la confusión que hay en su vida en este momento es por la rebeldía que usted tiene en contra de Dios.
We can see here that God creates that confusion and God allows it. Vemos aquí claramente que Dios crea esa confusión y Él la permite.
So, guess what? No matter how much you pray, no matter how much others pray for you, but if you don't come back to God and you don't seek God, the confusion will continue in your life.
Y no importa que usted ore o que otros oren por usted, pero si usted no busca de Dios, va a seguir la confusión en su vida.
It doesn't matter if you go to all the counselors that you might want to go to.
No importa que usted vaya a todos los consejeros.
Because if God started that confusion, God is the only one that can stop it.
Porque si Dios es el que provocó esa confusión, solamente Dios lo puede parar esa confusión.
God is the only one that can fix that problem. Solo Dios puede arreglar ese problema.
God confused them because they wanted to be independent from God. Dios los confundió porque ellos querían ser independientes de Dios.
Remember I told you a little while ago that God always wins?
¿Se recuerda que le dije que Dios siempre gana?
No matter what we want to do, God is going to have his will.
Dios va a hacer su voluntad.
Let's go to verse 8. Follow me here. Verse 8, so the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel. Because the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there, the Lord, what did it say there, the word? Scattered, los regó. The Lord scattered, el Señor los regó, from over the face of the whole earth. And that is how this story ends.
Y es así que termina esta historia.
It is very clear here that God judged this rebellion.
Es claro acá. La palabra de Dios claramente nos dice que Dios juzgó esta rebelión.
In other words, game over.
En otras palabras, el juego se terminó.
God wins. Dios gana.
And let me tell you something.
God always wins.
Dios siempre gana.
They ended up doing what God told them to do from the very beginning.
Ellos terminan haciendo lo que Dios les mandó hacer desde un principio.
Church, having independence is good as long as we are dependent on God.
Iglesia, la independencia es buena siempre y cuando dependemos.
Saludos, les habla el Pastor Manny. Agradecemos mucho por su sintonía. Para nosotros es de gran bendición. Si a usted le gustó el mensaje de hoy, tenemos la opción de que usted lo puede bajar a su computadora, compartirlo con otros. Visítenos a nuestra iglesia aquí en Boynton Beach. Dios lo bendiga mucho.